A bed that has money on it because you put the money there, or even it's not there, but it was there ben hashmoshes and it fell off afterwards, or somebody took it off, it is muktzeh the entire Shabbos. The migas gasoy the ben hashmoshes is gasoy kula yom. Anything that's muktzeh the ben hashmoshes remains muktzeh throughout Shabbos. Says the Rambam, filus al gufo usof makreima, you're not allowed to move it at all, because a boss is something that's supporting muktzeh, has the exact same status as the muktzeh. V'ulad in the chod v'hetesh amunach al aviser, any kli which is mutter but you're using it to support iser has the same status. Avam eid olea ata moyes v'gam loy hoyo olea ben hashmoshes, doesn't have money on it now, and they're also not there ben hashmoshes mutter l'tatla filu yichter le moyes v'nichan alemi v'yoyin. Even if you miyached this for the money, but the ma'ase it was not there the whole ben hashmoshes, it is mutter. Since right now there's no money on it, and ben hashmoshes also has no money on it. The Ramah says though, yeshoishim beyichud lekaf v'niach behem afa bishes silkim b'boy joim. There are those that are machmir, and they say that since this kli you miyached it for supporting money, which is muksim, this is worse than a regular klisha mafil l'isa, because this is miyuchad only for the dvar isa, and has the same status as a mitzvah machmas b'tzon kis. And according to that, it should be also even l'sal guf m'koyma. L'chein also l'tatel kis shel moyes, avli shoytze moyes mimeno. You're not allowed to carry, according to this logic, a wallet, even though you took the money out of it. I mean, you took out the money before Shabbos. Elin kein also, but imaisa, unless you change it physically, by ripping it open, it's not miyuchad anymore for money. That's the minig. Now here we get into trouble, because we just got finished saying that these are muktzeh gomer, which is not like what the Ramah is saying now, that it is permitted. The Shabru brings that the ma'isa, the rabbi says, in the case of this wallet, you can rely on the Ramah, because of the, you're not 100% miyachad it only for money. But if you have something that you miyachad completely for the muksa, it will be also even tzoguf u'makayma. V'chein, the kis ha'tofel, the beged, another heter we have of a pocket that has muksa in it, like a pocket of a pants. Hoil v'ikir ha'beged oymel l'lbosh, since the rest of the beged is something that one wears. Im hoitzi ha'moyz misham, muta l'lbosh ha'beged, the kis botel etzloi. Since the pants themselves are not muksa, so the ikur is not muksa, and maybe we look at that pocket, which is muksa, as being bottled to the rest of the pants. It is the Ramah. Avol im shochach boi moyos muta l'tatel beged l'mina kol beged nasa bosses l'moyos hoyal vein amoyos al ikur habeged avin loy shabeshav tachashin shem yitzi boi. This is a little confusing. This Mishnah Berurah. I want to say that the ma'aseh, in a case where the money is still in the kis, we have a separate reason why it's also to wear it, because you may go out with it and you'll carry Nishas Arabim in a place that doesn't have an Erev. And it says that even though the Shulchan Aruch implies that it's mutter to wear the beged only in a case where you forgot the money inside, and if you forget it, it's not a basis. But Lamaisi says that even if you put the money there, but kavona that should be there for the entire Shabbos, still the only thing that becomes a basis is the pocket, but the rest of the garment does not become a basis, and you can wear the garment. Just in that case, you have to be careful not to put your hand in the pocket, because the pocket is muksa. If you forgot it, even the pocket is not muksa. This is talking about a pocket which is sewn into a garment. But like a shirt pocket, the whole garment will become muksa, because you're using the shirt itself as a support for the money, because the pocket is made up of the pocket plus one side of the pocket is the shirt itself.